Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hear me out.
Ben Askren versus Nate Robinson.
Yes! It's a great fight. I would pay.
And
welcome back to the set of Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. I'm your host, Jake Paul. And, we have a special episode today, man. I'm feeling good. You know, we're on the road here in Atlanta, Georgia. Have a couple of crazy guests in the building, actually. Their management team hit me up to put them on the show because they needed some PR. They need some clout, so we're kind of just doing this as a favor. So today, we actually have Logan Paul as a guest, George Janko.
Wow.
And Mike Malak. Please welcome them to the set of Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. And Greg Paul, actually.
Oh, Mike's here?
Oh, my day.
Dude,
this is how you start it when you start the morning drinking.
Hey,
look at them.
Hey, we are fucked up. I'll just say it.
Yeah.
Well, this is
cheers, boys.
Cheers. This is the closest I think we've ever gone from party to podcast. We were here
40 minutes ago.
I went to sleep at 7 a.m. It's 1 p.m.
Oh, we didn't even sleep.
Yeah, I didn't sleep really.
Yeah, this coffee's bringing me back to life. How you feeling, Jake? Big win. Wow.
Wow, yeah. No, it's...
Too bad it's rigged. Fuck. Bro, like, at what point are they gonna, like, just fuck off? Congratulate
fuck
you,
off,
bro.
Just,
yo, good win.
Like, come on. You couldn't pay someone to get hit with that shot.
No, that was tough.
And
that
by the way, the ref saved his life.
Saved his life. Saved his life.
I wasn't even warmed up yet, first of all. And when the ref was about to say, like, go again, I was going to rip his fucking head
Yeah,
off,
no, I saw
bro.
You. He had to tell you to go back.
He
had to tell you to calm down
because
you're trying to sprint
up
to the ring.
I was charged up. He would have really became a meme, and he would have left on a stretcher. So, I don't know. Everyone who said the fight is rigged is tweeting from their mom's Wi-Fi.
100%.
You've been tweeting this morning. So you tweeted that, yeah. and then I also noticed... You've been tweeting at Dana White. You said you're gonna buy a Porsche 911 Spider with $1 million.
Yes, but
by
the
way,
the money.
Is that so? Has he wired it to you yet?
No. Sorry, I'm stuck on these wires. he's gone silent.
Yeah,
he's gone silent.
You quieted.
Who would have guessed?
That's good.
Who would have guessed?
Shut that bitch up.
That's good.
Shut that bitch up. Hey, Dana White, we're hiring over here. And Impulsive, I'm the new host here, so we need some new camera guys on that angle over there. So, yeah, if you could come on down, we got some good money for you. We pay good. We got health benefits and all that.
Can I ask you a question? Are you drunk right now?
I think so. I haven't been drunk in a while, so I forget what it feels like, but I think I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
You started going right after the fight.
No,
he went right
to the booth to Snoop
Dogg's bottle. And then I saw him probably 5 minutes after that in the locker room talking about NFTs. He was on a half hour clubhouse.
Yeah, I jumped right out of the ring into a clubhouse to do my NFT drop.
That sucks.
No, it's
hard work.
Why?
It's hard work.
It was dope. Bro, I love everyone on Clubhouse. I love the NFT community. They're all dope as shit,
yeah,
bro.
Cool.
And everyone's super smart.
Yo, you intrigue me so much. You think, all right, I've got to get to the locker room real quick. Hey, guys, I'm back.
No, bro, they're all cool. And, like, everyone just has open arms there. And I feel like it's a place where I fit in. Where I don't fit in a lot of places.
Do you own a percentage of this company?
What company?
Origin?
Clubhouse.
Oh, no. Clubhouse?
You think Jake owns a percentage of Clubhouse?
I don't know, but he's selling it. I want to like subscribe to Clubhouse or whatever it is.
No, but the main investors into my venture fund.
I was here 45 minutes ago, fucked up. What do you expect from me, guys?
What's your problem, man?
What's your problem?
Just trying to catch
up. When George got here this morning, he and by the way, he won't remember this. When George got here this morning, he was in the kitchen begging Chef Byron for some coffee. And I go, George, hey. And he just doesn't even look at me. I go, George, hey.
Well, fight a fucking fight that's not rigged, and then you'll get my fucking...
Wait, can we cover that topic for a sec? So all this rigged bullshit is coming out of the ass-beating Ben took from...
Robbie Lawler.
Robbie Lawler.
Punch him in the face.
Can I tell you something, bro?
Can I tell you something? You hit harder than Robbie Lawler.
Fuck Robbie Lawler. And that's where...
Robbie Lawler can suck my dick.
Well, those were short ground and also, pound punches.
Also,
and he got hit with a fully extended
Also, when you come out of the locker room cold and you get hit with a big one on one of the first hits, you're not warmed up and you're just gonna fucking go lights out. And he's coming off of a knockout, first of all. So Robbie Lawler was hitting him. Your head gets used to that. You sort of get into the zone, and like. It's MMA. You're on the ground getting hit.
Yeah.
Like it's not the same shit. And by the way, my jab blinded him. And
that,
then
that
I
right
came around.
Came from you fucking Timbuktu, bro.
You get knocked out when you don't see the punch coming.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't see it coming. I don't think he...
Dude, even if you saw it coming, you were going to knock his fucking ass off.
Bro.
You got heavy hands. You know what Chuck Liddell told me?
What
of
say?
The many things.
Oh,
we could
my.
Dedicate a whole section of this podcast to Chuck Liddell.
I love Chuck. He's lit.
The fucking Iceman. We were in the club. And he goes, do you know... he goes, you know, tonight showed the world that your brother has true power. Oh, man.
Fuck.
That's
a sad moment. On the set of Impulsive.
He said you have true power. He said you have true power, and he said he was happy with the stoppage. Normally he doesn't like stopping fights early, but he felt that was a good job.
Well, bro,
he told me that you are literally, you are twerking. The MMA world is going nuts because they can't stand the fact that you just laid out Ben, who's supposed to be able to take a hit. You laid him the fuck out. He straight up told me, like,
he swore on our podcast that he could take a hit. And I said, did you see that clip I posted on Twitter? It has me dying laughing. It's Ben going, yeah, you know, if Jake's a really good boxer, he's probably not going to beat me. But I just don't think he's a good boxer. And, bro, I just chuckled.
He didn't even hit me.
He got you with one. He got you with...
It grazed me.
Yeah, it was a graze. Yeah.
And I heard the crowd go, ooh. And
yeah.
I go,
bitch. Are you kidding me?
Literally every single sparring session was harder than that fight. I'm like, bro, this is all you got.
So I hate to say it, but like, I told you so. I said this was gonna happen. I was saying it the whole lead up to the fight. I think Ben played everyone. I don't think he ever thought he really was going to win that fight.
He just
ever.
Wanted the money.
Bro, the money, the notoriety, the clout, and he got all of it. Like, he finessed everyone.
I knew the second he walked into that ring.
I don't think so.
No, he had no chance.
I don't think he finessed. I think legitimately he underestimated me, bro. And people,
I agree with that.
Bro, think about this. Let me put it in perspective. This guy is an Olympic athlete. An NCAA champion. You think he wants, like, he says he doesn't care about his legacy. He plays it off like he doesn't give
a
fuck.
No, he gives
that
a fuck, bro.
He doesn't, that he got knocked out by Masvidal. He says all this shit, but really he cares. He cares.
How can you not? Because at one point, like, I'm going to be, again, I preface everything I talk, every time I talk shit about Ben with saying I like Ben, but at what point is your, like, nonchalant attitude, like, you're a fucking loser, bro?
Mm-hmm.
You're a loser. You act like you don't care. You sit. You talk a big game and then don't back it up at all. Like, how unprepared can you fucking be for this fight, bro? It was pathetic. Seeing
pathetic,
him at the. Seeing
bro.
Him,
wait, what was your thing? You said about his body. He had the what?
If there were a before and after picture, Ben at the weigh-ins looked like the before picture.
Yeah,
he's built like an Uber driver.
like how you like at what point your nonchalance like you want to be a champ. You gotta care. You gotta give a fuck.
You don't get to his level of combat sports without giving a fuck. And to get knocked the fuck out by a YouTube guy, I'm telling you, the guy's fucking, he's sad.
And look, everyone right now is like saying who they want me to fight next. Oh, it was rigged. Oh, blah, blah. Guys, like I said before, I will not let anyone forget that on many betting sites I was the underdog. So fuck y'all.
I also get highly defensive, obviously because you're my brother. But hearing the different excuses people have after every fight of yours is getting like fucking old. Like, you know, last one it was like, well, he's not a real fighter. Then you fight a fighter.
He's not a boxer.
No, he's not a boxer.
Not a section boxer.
Oh, okay.
You're three fights in. You're three fights in? What the fuck?
This is what I just posted on my story. Ready? It's like, they have a lot to say, but we heard it all before. I'm like, yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Say whatever you want.
Okay,
yeah.
And here's everything.
Yeah, we heard it all before.
All the haters, guess what? Nate Robinson went twice as long as fucking Ben. He's a fighter.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
So, hey, you know what, Nate? Good for you, bro.
Dude, Nate.
You're according to the MMA world, Nate, you're a fighter.
Hey, Nate saw Ben get knocked out at home.
Fuck yeah.
He grabbed his kids.
He's like, see, daddy went to the second round. He's kissing him. Come on, make a meme. You know how to do it, make a meme. He's like, Dad, we can't. No, come on, dude, make a meme.
Hear me out.
Ben Askren versus Nate Robinson.
Yes! It's a great fight. I would pay. I would pay.
Undercard on your fight next fight. Oh, yeah.
I would pay all the money in the world to see who would go, like, who go the
longest. I think Nate Robinson wins, by the way.
I think so, too.
Well, he went to the second round.
He had a little more fire.
He had a little more spunk.
He was coming. He's coming in hot.
And he went twice as long. As Ben,
things got real sexual.
It shouldn't have. I've always said this. It shouldn't have gone that long with Nate. The ref should have stopped after the first time, like this ref did with Ben. Mm-hmm. I wish he didn't stop.
No. I'm glad he stopped.
It was a good stoppage for Ben. But
good
like,
stoppage.
I wanted a
no, because Jake would have destroyed that dude.
That's what I wanted.
No, I'm glad he stopped it.
It would have been real ugly.
Yeah.
But everyone in the MMA community is like saying, who are you going to fight next? Dustin Probert is tweeting me saying, like, fight Mike Perry. Fight Mike Perry.
Didn't you spar him?
Yeah, I sparred him.
How'd that go?
I beat his ass. Fucked him up.
I don't think this narrative is going to change, man. I think most MMA fighters.
And by the way, I don't like to talk about sparring, but, like, who cares now? Like, this is what Mike says after the sparring session.
That's good, bro.
You kicked my ass. Good job, Jake. You kicked my ass. I tweeted this to Dustin Probert. He says, I want to see Jake Paul versus Mike Perry. I said, he was light work. In his own words, you kicked my ass. I want to see Jake Paul versus Dustin Probert.
I want to see Jake Paul versus Pete Davidson.
Oh. Yo.
Hey, can I fight that little piece of shit?
Oh my god!
Listen,
who put him on the set? Hey, how is he here?
He's GP. Put himself
hold on. I'll listen.
He's not little. He's like 6'3", 6'4".
I'm fucking. Let's go.
You fuck him?
No, I'm going to fight. Let's go. After I beat his ass, I'm a fucking savage. You got to do it.
Hey man, can we get security, man? It's only water.
Don't tell them.
Oh, fuck, Dale. Yeah, Pete Davidson. I think he took the MVP.
Spazzing.
He took the MVP. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Jake took the MVP.
Okay, look, man, you got the MVP.
Jake got the ball, but there was a lot of people who were just not fans of the event.
Yeah,
and he spoke directly to those people. Mm-hmm. Those people who were like, I don't want to see Saweetie.
Why
I wanna see Jake Paul.
Were they watching if they weren't fans of the event?
Well, hold on. That's your whole shtick.
People want to see moves, bro. Take their money and run fast.
By the way, it was my idea to like have him as the host of the event.
He talked to me. He wants to do all of the rest of it.
Fuck that guy. He won't do shit. He won't ever be a part of one of those ever again. He fucked his shit up, bro.
Maybe
he'll go to work for Dana White.
So I was confused.
And I hate, this is like the problem with like drama and shit, because it just brings everyone more clout. It brings him more clout.
Well, he got clout, bro.
Exactly, but it's like, just fuck that guy.
Do you think he thought he was doing...
I don't give a fuck what he thought he was
job?
Doing.
You get what I'm saying? Like maybe he was doing the roast.
Bro, he said, the shit he said is like shit you can't take back.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear what he said.
I was confused how that was happening on your broadcast.
Exactly.
That was the only thing. Like, I'm going to be honest with you, it was funny. But the context of it didn't make any sense to me. I didn't know why that was happening.
Yeah.
And when I spoke to him backstage, he really did seem like enthralled by the whole thing. Like he was shocked that I guess you're a boxer and that like people care. He couldn't wrap his head around it. That's what he was kind of like poking fun at the whole time.
I don't care. Like, say what you want. Like, everyone said it. Everyone said it. But, like, what a lot of people don't understand about me, and I think I proved it last night, is, like, I'm a real motherfucker. Like, I'm a real motherfucker. Like, I do all this social media shit. I'm on Disney Channel being a fool. I'm cringe shit. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jake Paul, the 8-letter name that's ring bells around the world that people hate on all the fucking time. Yeah, funny. But in person, when I fucking see you, I'm a real motherfucker, and I'm going to fuck you up. And by the way, all these MMA fighters chirp, UFC, I don't give a fuck about y'all. Suck my dick. I'm a real motherfucker. I'm a real motherfucker, and I'm talking my shit on this motherfucking Impulsive podcast.
Let's go. Let's fucking go off.
Here's the thing I want to add, though. You got a big fucking heart, though.
And a head. Your head is massive.
Big head.
Your head is huge.
Big head.
Yeah. But
like, literally, I'm saying, like, the size of it.
And but, these motherfuckers do this social media hoopla shit. Da-da-da. I could talk about you on camera. Twitter finger-ass motherfuckers. Bro, I don't play that. We'll see you. We'll see you. He was tougher online until we spooked him in person.
Twitter finger motherfuckers.
This is fantastic. I love this version of Jake. Yo, because you're right. You could see Ben's face change when he got in the ring. It's different when you're standing across from you.
Bitch made. Swear to God. And
Do
I don't
you
even
have anybody on your radar now or no?
I don't know, bro. Fuck.
No, it's break time.
I'm going on a beach. I'm going to jump in the ocean and swim with some dolphins.
That's fine.
I don't give a fuck about a fight right now.
Dolphins try to have sex with humans.
Some of them.
It's pretty weird.
Mike.
Pretty weird shit.
No, yeah. Mike, that might just be unique to you.
Get him out. Get him out. He's done.
Trust me, bro. The dolphins are not into Mike.
Get him out.
Say again?
What about after the fight?
So, look.
After the fight was...
It was nutty. COVID doesn't exist in Georgia, evidently? Or how does that work?
Well, everybody got tested, right?
That's true. Yeah, everyone that was there got tested.
Okay, but what about the other stuff? I saw some gatherings. Obviously, I was at none of them.
Yep, but everyone got tested that had to go to the fight.
I'm not talking about the fight. I'm talking about the after parties.
There was no after party.
Oh, here?
That wasn't an after party. The after party is tonight.
We had an in-between party at a nightclub.
It was it was right over there.
No, an actual
nightclub.
No,
Mike's talking about a different one. Yeah. Well, maybe you guys should inform us what happened.
Inform us what happened.
Move, it was called. It's pretty wild.
Chuck Liddell was there.
This episode is brought to you by Unleashed with the Dingo and Danny, a new podcast fueled by Monster Energy. Unleashed gets up close and personal with the best in alternative action and motorsports. Get ready for untold stories, career-defining moments, and inside secrets from world's best athletes and trailblazers. Don't miss out on all the action. I will definitely be listening to this. New episodes drop every 2 weeks on Mondays. Listen wherever you get your podcasts or watch on Monster Energy's YouTube. Unleashed with Danny and the Dingo, fueled by Monster Energy. Back to the program.
That one girl was there who wouldn't leave us alone.
Oh my God.
Do we want to talk about that girl?
Yeah, we should.
This...
We had a girl last night that I met at the event. She came up to me and she was like, "Oh, I work with Triller, and I'm so happy that I found you guys because I needed a friend to hang out with tonight.
Yeah.
And now you're my friend. You're my friend now." And she proceeded to find her way into every single setting throughout the course of the rest of the night, and was removed forcibly by security at every single event.
Yep.
And would look at me and go, "Why? Why is this happening? I showed them my identification." And I'm like, that gets you on airplanes. It doesn't get you into parties with celebrities and boxing champions. Like, she just kept coming back. Dog.
No, bro. I've never said that. Everywhere
time
I looked,
after time.
This girl was there.
She was here at your house.
She somehow got into your house, dude.
Wait. Is this the same one that got kicked out?
Yes.
So
the same girl?
GP, let me explain this. She was in the suite.
Yeah.
At first, I went up to her because she was very sweet.
I love her persistence.
She was very nice. And I said, I'm so sorry to do this to you because I know you like having friends at the event that you're working on. She was like, that's totally no problem. I didn't mean to encroach on your... So I'm so sorry. Then she showed up at the nightclub. Mm. Guys, what's up? I'm back. I'm like, are you fucking serious? I go, security comes in. They go, she with you. They look up at me and I go, get her out. Get her the fuck out. They dragged her out. I come here for the after. It's 4:30 a.m. I walk in. Chick's going in the bathroom like, yo, what's good? I'm like, dog.
Wait, she was here?
Yes.
She came here?
Yes.
House.
No way.
I go up to Jake's security. I go,
Jake, we got to hire this chick. Oh, no. We got a lot more persistence.
So that's what we said. When I told Logan, he goes, yo, I'm going to be honest. I think at this point, just let her stay.
I said, I'm more impressed by her ability to always be where I'm looking.
Well, she always forgot something. I don't know if anybody remembers
this. My phone's plugged in.
She always, I'm out of here, but I forgot. I just need to, can I just, and then she'll sneak back in instead. She'll, oh, you know, my brother, I just got, I'm going to go get him. And then she'll like come in, dude, my AirPods, the
my
left
phone's
one.
Plugged even in the suite.
You know,
is this my left AirPod? Please, I don't want
dude,
to just have
I
one.
Walked, I walked down to the lobby of the hotel today. There she was.
No.
Still in the fucking lobby of the hotel with JC Kalen.
Oh, man.
In what? The lobby. Oh, my God. What's good? I'm back. Bitch, are you fucking playing with me right now?
But
I have not slept. Now I'm swinging. I'm mad, dude. Why are you here?
Bro, the amount of shit that happened last night, it was giving me anxiety, and I was fucked up, but it was still giving me anxiety.
Okay, well, also,
there was so much shit happening.
It's hard to get mad at her.
You're coming off the biggest moment of your life, and social media is erupting. Real life's erupting. You're surrounded by your closest friends and family. Like,
Chuck
Liddell. You had a lot going on. Yeah. Chuck Liddell was there.
Chuck Liddell was he came up to me at probably 5:30 a.m., still with a bottle of whiskey in his hand. He goes, he just, me and Chuck, you know, he's been on the show.
Yeah.
Hey, man, here's the deal about me, man. I'm last man standing. That's the thing about me. I'm last man standing. I was known for it, last man standing. But, yo, I'm giving him actual English version right now. This man was not saying words. This man was not saying words. When he was speaking to me, there were subtitles under the screen in my vision. Like someone had to actually translate what this man was saying.
But you're not going to argue with him.
Hell
no.
He will fuck you up.
So the first time I ever had interaction, I always see him at parties. By the way, anytime, it could be the shittiest party or the best party, Chuck's there.
Chuck's there.
Chuck is there. There could be no
But
alcohol.
By the way, you're there too, bitch.
listen. So I've never talked to him because he just gives you that face where he's like, oh, fuck you up. And I was like, I don't want to get fucked up, so I don't want to talk to this guy. I don't know what possessed him to do this, but I'm playing pool in this house, and I just see him. Like from right here, like I'm not gonna look at him, but I feel like he's staring at me, and I'm like, why is this fucking guy staring at me right now? So I'm like, all right. So I miss my shot purposely, and I walk around to the other side of the pool table. I see him staring at me go to the other side of the room. I go, no, he's confusing me with somebody else. He's about to fuck me up. So I look at him. I go like this, straight up. And I go, no fucking way. Mind you, I'm not high. And I'm not paranoid.
He was high.
I'm staring at this guy. I was like, yo, there's no way. None of my boys are with me.
He's just
like,
a straight
So I'm trying
pussy.
To walk around him. He straight up goes, no. And I go, no. And he goes like this. Like, this is my head because he's so much taller than me. He goes like this. And I go, there's no fucking way this
Chuck
is happening.
Chuck Liddell pressed you? This is
Bro,
a real story?
This is a real story. I go, no, I'm good.
Please,
and he
sir.
Goes, he goes, ah, I told you I'd get him. And he's all of his friends, all of his friends start dying of laughing. I go, what the fuck is happening? Mind you, I've never talked to this guy. He's single-handedly pointing me out. He goes, I'm going to get him. That's it. That's the reason. I go, why did you do that? He goes, I thought it was funny. And I go, and he just fucking walks off. Whole day, I have shit in my pants for the rest of this party for no reason. I go, oh, my God. This is great. I love Chuck. Wow. This is hilarious.
If you want to be friends with Chuck Liddell, just crack a fucking bottle over his head, and he'll be like, you're the man.
Respect,
you guys will
respect,
be best friends.
Respect.
That's assault, brother.
The dude's about, a beast. No. It's not assault on Chuck Liddell. He's one of the baddest dudes that
I was
around.
Telling Chuck.
He's bad.
I was telling Chuck, I was like, yo, we grew up watching your fights. Oh, it's crazy that you're
now
here.
He's watching
us three just on a couch, on the purple couch.
The purple fucking couch.
Well, you know,
why did you know it was blue, right?
It was blue. It was blue. Purple, blue, same shit.
So everybody's colorblind.
The couch was blue. The carpet was green, dude.
I know. I'm a trendsetter.
And the walls were red.
Exactly.
Speaking of people,
were you guys on acid when you were shopping? Why the fuck is everything so colorful?
Yes, hey, man,
look at his glasses.
Try raising these guys. All right, somebody had to eat acid.
How about Sugar Shane?
That was my transition. I was just about to say, speaking of people that were here last night.
I'm the host.
Sugar Sean O'Malley.
The best.
He said, Sugar Shane. Sugar Sean O'Malley is my new favorite person on this planet.
Bro.
Man is a fucking legend.
Yes. Legend, bro.
Yeah.
Legend.
Yes. Incredible.
And his coach, too, is dope.
Yeah.
Fucking
yeah.
All of the
Tim.
Good energy.
Tim,
bro. Yep.
He looks like a buff-ass Ed Sheeran. Like, he'll sing to you and fuck your bitch at the same time. Like, he was a cool guy.
Super legendary night, bro.
We've been running with
legendary
with Sean for two nights, bro.
Two nights.
Two all nights. He's an incredible person. He turns up harder than you.
I know.
He goes nuts.
And he looks so sharp in his last fight. I love that.
So sharp.
I love to see when fighters look so fucking sharp, and then they fucking party with you like crazy.
Time.
Like, I did that with I probably shouldn't talk about it, but we'll
bleep that part out.
We got lit. And it's like, these fighters, bro, look super sharp, and then they turn the fuck up.
Question.
It's so cool to see.
Question, because I agree, I love it. I love like a hardworking, successful athlete who can also have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Khabib's doing that, or like, because Floyd is straight edge as fuck, and I guess like
Floyd's not.
What?
It's a lie.
Your cap.
His soberness is a lie.
What?
Yep, insider.
How you know?
Well, people will put the clues together.
And then, Charles Barkley.
Oh, that was a cool moment.
He approached me. He said, "Man, you gotta stop beating up. You and your brother gotta stop beating up these basketball players."
Is Ben Askren a basketball player?
No. I said, "But it's so easy." He goes, "Man, everybody think they can fight." He goes, "No, we play basketball."
Yeah, it's free money.
When Charles played though, he would tell you, he'd be like, "I'm going down the court. I'm throwing elbows because I know guys are afraid of getting a broken nose, so they make space for me."
He was awesome, man.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
He was there last night?
No, he was at the party the night before.
With Chuck Liddell.
Must be nice.
It's how crazy is it, Jake, to see all these celebrities that we've watched forever now like fully integrated and invested in your life?
It's nuts, bro. I don't think I'll ever comprehend it.
No.
But also like
so
like we're all just friends, like I feel like. It's just cool. I think we're all just doing dope shit, I guess. I don't know, man. It's weird.
Your life's a movie, dude.
I don't get it.
When you went on the ropes, bro, when you went on the ropes and you were flexing, freaking out, and then the
fireworks,
bro.
Oh, wow.
We're standing behind you. Bro, I literally was sitting in my seat thinking, holy fucking shit.
The best moment of my life.
You know what's crazy?
You're writing your own movie. Literally. Bro, it was a fucking movie, bro.
A fucking movie.
I started getting
bro.
Emotional. I started getting teary-eyed. I was like, this is crazy.
And to think it's like Shadow, bro. I bring it all back to Shadow. Right before the fight, I go, "Shadow, let's do this, baby. You said first round. Let's go."
I said
that. Wow. Boom. Bell rings.
Let's fucking go.
And the fireworks are going off, and that's why I was just like emotional. I was like half happy, half just like,
yeah, you did
relief,
get really emotional,
bro. The relief that like it all just hit me in that moment because I've had to suppress all the emotions.
Mm. So my brother reached out and he's like, "Why did Jake get all emotional afterwards?" I said, "Okay, let me tell you what happened. In the last 3 to 4 weeks, Jake sold a house. He moved twice. He lost a friend suddenly. He had the biggest fight of his life, and if the fight went the right way, it was huge. If it went the other way, it was a different thing." I said, "That all happened in a 3 or 4 week period. any one of those things happening to most people would just create all kinds of stress. And Jake had tons of them. So he knocks this guy out, and all that emotion could go free. And
it shuts everyone the fuck up.
Yeah. And it was awesome. The other thing is, a lot of people don't know, is Logan said to me, he's like, this shit's unreal. He's like, we could never write this script. We used to watch this shit, and then I'm hugging you, and you're saying the same thing Logan was saying.
It's weird.
And right? Neither one of you were talking, and I'm going, like, this shit's unreal.
When do you think that feeling will stop for us, if ever?
What do you mean?
Like, I had a conversation with a... What would this person be called? A chiropractor.
Yeah, I remember this.
And it's like a sports
rehab center.
Not a therapist, but like it's like a mental psyche kind of life coach per se.
Yeah.
And I was describing myself and just my life, whatever. And I mentioned that like I'm a boy from Ohio, and he like paused me and said, he goes, "No, you're not." He goes, "You were that, but you're not anymore." And I guess that like act like we've been here before attitude still is very hard for me to do in moments like last night, when it feels so surreal and it's so hard to wrap my head around, like how the fuck we got here.
That's what I don't understand.
So when's because it gonna go away?
No, but I don't think it goes away because I disagree.
I hope it never does.
I disagree with the guy you talked to. You are a boy from Ohio, and
yeah,
that's
I
why
I disagree with him too.
And that's why like I'll never change because. I'm just sitting there, like, looking at all these celebs, and I'm just like, bro, I don't care. Like, I'm just a human.
Yeah.
They're a human. We're all just doing shit. And, like, every celebrity, everyone's human, bro. We all, and you've said this since day one, because there was a celebrity who lived in our hometown that we were friends with, and GP said this from day one. He said, we all put our pants on the same way.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, bro.
Yeah.
We're all the same. Like, I'm looking at all this and I'm just like, bro, like, this is cool, but I don't know. I'm never going to switch up. Like, I'm still just like
a
real one. I don't know.
I hope you guys never become Hollywood. Because look,
but bro, if I was going to become Hollywood, I would have done,
you could have done
it right now. Like,
the pool, look at your fucking neck, bro.
Yeah, just add one more.
This isn't being Hollywood, though.
The pool.
This isn't being Hollywood.
I'm just kidding.
This is just me, like,
but the Hollywood pool.
I like fashion.
But look, when we're all at Logan's Ranch, the three of us, we're walking down to the lake, right? We're all at the ranch, walking down the lake, and we're all like, man, this reminds us of Ohio. This is like home, right? And that feeling of just the three of us being dudes, walking around with guns, I hope you never lose it.
Guys being dudes.
You know?
When you were stretching in the press conference with Ibach.
The pre-workout thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought this to myself. What's better than this, huh? Guys being dudes.
Just a couple of bros stretching out.
How come you chose to stretch
in the
pre-workout?
Bro.
I love that.
All right. So this is my thought process, right? I stretch every single day, right? So they have us doing this open workout. We're on our way to the open workout. We click on the broadcast that's like live streaming on my channel. And I see that they're putting us in a fucking room that's the size of a fucking 10x10 little thing. They have the camera pointed
at the window,
sun.
At the window,
the
yeah.
The ISO.
It was weird.
The ISO is fucked up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is embarrassing. What the fuck is this? I could have paid $10 to a boxing gym to do the open workout there, and this would have been 10 times better. These motherfuckers aren't taking this shit seriously. I'm not going to take this shit seriously. No one's going to watch this. No one's going to care about this. We get there. I'm just like, I need to stretch today, so let's do it right now. I'm just going to stretch. Jump rope for 5 fucking seconds. I'm jumping rope. The carpet is, like, bouncing the rope up, and it's hitting my feet. I can't even jump rope, and I'm like, all right, this is embarrassing. I'm embarrassing myself. What the fuck is this? So I was like, I don't really care.
Any feedback from the telecast of the show?
Oh, yeah. So
hold for plan.
Hole for the fucking 747.
B-52 bomber.
Oh, you've been your tweet's been on fire, bro. I like this one the best.
By the way, sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
This is your show, go ahead.
I just want to say this. There's people people texting me. I'll show Mike this because.
All right, Mike's gone. What the fuck? What are the odds?
Jake, he never cared about you.
No, how did you not know he was sitting next to you?
So people texting me right now, right? So, like, my friends last... I reposted someone on my story, right, last night. Just because I'm, like, enjoying the moment. I'm reposting people on my story. And someone... John comes up to me and goes, bro, delete that. And I go, why? He go, because they betted on Ben before the fight, but then they posted being like celebration. So like, it's so funny to see how these fucking people switch up. This guy just texted me who betted on Ben. You'll appreciate it too. You know who it is. He bets on Ben. He bets on Ben. Now is texting me saying you're a fucking sicko legend. Da da da. Fuck you, bitch. Get the fuck out of here. You like all these little celebrity influencer dick riders, bro. Like betted on Ben. And now he's texting me, you're a fucking sicko. Congrats, homie. I say, fuck you. Betting on Ben, suck a dick. He goes, LMLO, you're trolling, right? That was a brand deal. Shut the fuck up. Suck.
He's even more of a bitch. He's even more of a bitch for blaming it on.
Yeah.
Guys.
Anyways.
We use the Barstool Sportsbook around these parts.
Okay.
If I'm being honest.
And he's even more of a bitch for blaming it on those other guys.
Freddie Roach really perfected Ben's defense.
Oh, no.
What happened? What happened there, man? Fucking hell.
Fuck Freddie Roach, too. Honestly, guy should have just stayed out of it. That's literally the first thing me and my team said. It was like, why is this guy trying to get some clout right now?
Yeah, he put a stamp on a... A real bad.
You are a legendary trainer, and you just like you're ruining your legacy.
You fucked it up, Daniel Cormier, bro. He said because Ben pushed you. He said you were gonna lose because the face push,
and then just like turns his back on him. Like all these, this is the point I'm trying to get at, bro. Is all like so many fake motherfuckers in this generation. Daniel Cormier, that's my boy Ben. Da da da. He's gonna beat Jake. He pushed him in the face, so he's gonna win now. Da 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 da. Chirp 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 chirp. I knock him out. He's on Twitter. Ben, are you serious, bro? You went down like that. Oh, yeah. Ben, are you kidding me? Ben, I can't believe you did that to the MMA. Shut the fuck up, bitch. And Daniel Cormier, I'll beat the fuck out of your fat ass, too.
Hold on a second.
Just like Stipe did.
Wait.
Oh, no.
Evil as shit.
I got money on Jake
wait,
in a boxing
stop,
match.
Stop. Wait.
No.
I swear to God.
Hold up.
I'm on.
I'll beat the fuck out of Daniel
that's,
Cormier.
Wait, boxing. That's Daniel Cormier. Dad, please shut the fuck up for 1 second,
I'm
please.
Your dad, don't tell me that.
Please.
How about using kinder words with me? I'm soft and sensitive.
Please, just...
Can you say, Dad, can you
Dad,
just
please.
Give me a minute?
Just please.
I just want a hug.
You brought alcohol in your family.
Bro, who put him on this fucking set?
I'm the host.
A mic, bro.
Well, it's there for the fifth person.
Bro, please. I feel crowded. I feel... Dad, can you give us a sec? Thank you.
Hey, Mike. You can't let this go on.
Yeah, that's fucked up, Logan. It's your fucking bitch.
Bro. He's not letting me have a conversation.
You. He's just putting in some input, dude.
It's your mic.
You come from his loin, dude. Without his nutsack, you wouldn't exist.
Bro.
Thank you, Mike.
Yo.
I appreciate you looking out for me.
I got you. Why do I always suffer? They always try to remove the mic from me. This is all a plot.
Well, that's Daniel Cormier you're talking about. He's a legend, man. That's Daniel Cormier, man.
No, I get it.
Bro, come on.
No, look, bro, I respect him. I think he's great. He had an amazing career. I'm appreciative of what he's done for the MMA community.
Let's leave it there.
But don't switch up on your boy like that. It shows your true character.
Yo, I'm going to be honest with you. All these predictions. Got,
and by the way,
so
I will. And by the way, I will fight him. Let's run the pay per view.
That'd be cool. Oh, speaking of that, you got the numbers back. The numbers are in. The numbers are fucking in. Jake, how many pay per view buys?
I think we should give a general number.
Okay,
here.
Okay. Dad, again, if you could just for one fucking second, just let me have a conversation with Jake. How many paper?
I think it's cool for people to. I think it's cool for people. Like, I see it from a different angle. You see it from, like, a, like, protecting the brand and, like, all that shit. I see it from, like, I think people like to see, like, how we trickled down from him.
They don't watch the podcast. Like, we get it now. We get it.
No, they start deleting hate tweets. They go, take it down. The guy's
this
dad.
Is their dad. This is their dad. Yeah, crazy, crazy, crazy. Oh, wow.
How many? Can you say the number?
Yeah, I can say it. 1.3 million pay-per-view buys.
Oh, my God. How much?
Crazy.
$50.
Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God. That's roughly, you headlined a $60 million pay-per-view fight. Oh, my God.
65
million.
Oh, plus, my God.
Plus 1 million from Dana, right?
Yeah, plus 1 million from Dana.
$66 million for one round?
Hey, who's the joke on?
Let's do the math on that. 65 divided by how many seconds
is
that?
Hey, as your brother, I'll tell you right now.
119. So it's like $540,000 a second.
I'll tell you right now, dude. I'm sure your team's all over it, but like, sorry, Triller. Y'all gotta pay the fuck up for the next one. I mean, you just proved that you could do it.
Yeah, no, of course, but I mean, they paid me good for this one.
Okay,
but like,
good.
But yeah, it's, I mean, like, the price goes up. The price goes
the
up.
Stock went
by
up.
The way,
yeah.
I'm not greedy. I'm patient with this game.
Yeah,
I get paid good as fuck, but I want to prove to my business partners that I'll do the numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
So. I'm here for a long time. Like, this isn't just some jerk off event where we're one and done.
Plus, hey. You love the sport.
Yeah, I'm here for. But on the next one, yeah, we're going crazier than we did before.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor's third fight in the UFC, he got paid $80,000. Floyd Mayweather's third fight, he got paid $7,500. And by the way, no one in this room can name who they fought. If they do, I will pay you $50,000 right now.
Can we use Google?
No.
Okay.
Name it right now. 5, 4.
No, I don't think anyone can.
Jeff.
What if I just pulled out the Italian Patricio Del Toro from
Sicily? Someone could have just made $50,000 if they named the third fight for either one of those fighters.
Not if you banned Google.
Couldn't do it.
I said Jeff.
Couldn't do it.
It could have been Jeff.
Hey.
This is what my management's texting me, by the way, and I don't know. But okay, here we go. So we do this right and you will be the biggest pay-per-view star in history. I have no doubt about it. You are the most impactful, most important, and most valuable 3-0 boxing professional in history.
Yeah.
No question about it.
So here's my question, all you guys here. What do you think about the way they did the having the music involved and all that stuff, different than any other boxing fight after seeing it and being a part of it?
So I didn't watch the broadcast. I did see complaints online about it, like 80% just music performances and 20% fight.
Georgie, Mikey, what do you,
but I'm wondering if that also contributed to the buys. Like when you have celebrities as big as, you know,
this is what people
Bieber,
are going to say.
Ice Cube,
this is what people are going to say. Oh, Bieber drove the pay-per-view.
No, purchases for this fight were for Jake Paul.
No. Man, that's not what I'm saying.
I have a bunch of thoughts about this, but the Paul family dynamic is crushing right now, so I'm just watching. Jake Paul drove the views in this fight.
Yeah,
100%. Everybody watched this fight to see Jake Paul. A bunch of stuff came out of this fight. The last one people were able to say the Tyson shit. Couldn't say it this time. Jake Paul headlined the fight. A lot of people said Jake Paul didn't fight a real fighter last time. He fought a real fighter this time. I'm just interested to see how things go now that the dialogue is starting to change from he's not a real fighter and he should prove himself to what I think what people are saying now, which is, yo, he is a real fighter, but we still want to see him. There's still people out there who want to be proven that he could fight boxers. But they're saying it through the vein of, we think he really is an actual fighter, like a good fighter.
Mm-hmm. You're like,
based on how he approach that fight last night and how he looked, I think they're giving that respect now.
Maybe they have to.
Yeah, I think so.
We interrupt this program to bring you a word from our sponsors. In a tiny apartment in Southern California, two college dropouts teamed up to create a watch company that broke all the rules. With fair prices, unexpected colors, and clean original designs, Movement MVMT grew into one of the fastest-growing watch brands, shipping to over 160 countries across the globe. Now Movement has expanded into blue light glasses that I'm wearing right now that protect your eyes from your screens, minimalist jewelry, and more style essentials that don't break the bank, all designed out of their California head colors. Head colors.
Headquarters.
Headquarters, baby.
This is our 15th try.
Talk about headquarters.
No, keep going. Fuck that.
Look, they get extra time.
They look great. They really do. I'm not just using them to protect my pink eye, which they also do a great job of doing. But yeah, I've got to spend all day in front of the computer, as you guys know. And these Everscroll blue light filtering glasses are a game changer. They help with eye strain and poor sleeping patterns, and I love the modern style of the frames. If you guys want to check out their watches, they got the great looking quality of a $400 to $500 watch that you're paying for at a department store, but cost a fraction of that price because they're built online and own their process from start to finish. If you want to elevate your look and style and it doesn't break the bank, join the Movement and get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to MVMT.com/Logan. Again, that's MVMT.com/Logan.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Back to the program.
You know your fight took place on the same night as a UFC event?
I didn't know that.
Mm? No. Actually,
I think I did know that.
Wait, what? Really?
But I forgot.
Yeah, Robert Whittaker farted.
Did he end up farting?
He did it. He was in the ring. I couldn't believe it. It was a triangle, and then he just
yeah, he fought. He fought last night.
How about that?
I feel like, I don't know. Dana White fucking hates you, man.
Totally.
Like, what do you think he's more upset about? Losing his $1 million bet, or that you definitely outsold him on a multiple that is probably uncomfortably high for him?
Yeah, I mean, I humbly didn't know there was a fight. I didn't know there's any other fights that night.
Yeah.
By the way, like Drake said, they got to move on my release date. Hey, if I have a fight that night, if I have a fight, whatever date I set, don't put your fucking fight on that night. Just make it a day later, a day earlier, and you can get some more shit, bro.
But didn't you offer Dana a job? Didn't you invite
him to come
over?
I'm being real cocky on this episode, but like, I don't give a fuck.
Jake, you just beat the shit out of a fucking Olympian who said you're not
a good
boxer.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, at what point?
Revel. I talk shit, but I'm backing it up.
Yeah.
But I also want to be on.
Jake Paul's not likable.
But I also want to be.
I wish he was more like Logan Paul.
But I also want to be on the other side because he got so much praise off that last episode of how he approached it, and I would. You know what I'm saying?
Jake Paul's not likable.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
like super humble, well articulated, and like that's the Jake Paul. He's gonna do what he wants, and he knows what he's doing as a marketer. I love when he plays that humble, learning, elevating,
bro, he
articulated.
Just fucking.
I hear you. I'm here for it. I just love when he shows how smart he is because he's not.
Duh.
That last
he's
episode.
Not
smart. No, because he is.
He's not.
No, because
I love when he's
because he's not.
But that last episode, all the comments were like, "This is the most well articulated I've ever seen him." You know, and the most.
I don't do it.
Focused.
I don't do it for the comments.
Yeah. Speaking of your name, Jake. Every part of the year, anybody who comes up to Logan and goes, "Hey, you Jake," you just Google it. It's not me.
I go. You think I'm Jake? They're like,
"Can we settle this
Jake.
Right now?"
No, hold on. This is not done. They go. I go. Do I fucking look like that? And they're like, "Well, no." I go. I'm not fucking Jake, bro. And then yesterday they go, "Oh, Jake." I go, "Yeah, super happy to be Jake."
He's just something. Yeah, I've been training hard.
Training hard. Big win tonight,
bro.
That was from my
bro,
mom.
The amount of fucking people that confuse us is fucking annoying,
it's absurd,
bro.
It's absurd.
And by the way, like it fucks up. Shit in my life, bro.
Still.
I'll be like, and people don't understand it, so we need to settle it right fucking
Wait,
now.
Wait, what does it fuck All up? Right,
listen. So look.
They give him Pokemon cards.
No. Literally. No. I had people DM me.
No.
I swear to God. People DM me. They're like, bro, I got this Charizard for you. I'm like, bitch. That's my brother. All right, so this is why it fucks up shit in my life, and people don't understand. So, like, you know, we're cool, we're swaggy, like, we're in the mall, like, we're doing our thing, like, and every single day, let's say there's 10 people that recognize me. 8 of them are like, yo, Jake Paul. 2 of them are like, Logan Paul.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's 20% confuse us.
Yes.
I'm like, how the fuck? We don't look anything alike. I mean, maybe. I don't know. But
no,
like,
no, we don't.
How do you not understand the difference? But like, bro, I'll be with like a girl. Like, I'm like,
yo, that's the fucking worst. Oh my God. Dog, and I'm so glad you're saying this. And because the same shit happens to me. And I was like, I wonder if this is happening to Jake. Because when you're trying to swag out, you're with a honey.
You're with your you're girl. You're
trying to look cool.
You're in public. Like, you're like just starting to see each other.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, yeah, I'm clouded up. Yeah, you know what the fuck going on. And they're like, I'm like walking through. I'm like, yeah, I'm drippy. Blah, blah, blah. I'm in the mall. Love the ball! No, it's cool. Like, they always mix us up.
Yeah, trust me.
They always mix us up.
And it sounds like an excuse.
They always mix us up.
It probably happens to Jake, too.
I'm like, yeah, Logan goes through the same shit all the time.
Yeah, Jake tells me, like.
And I'm like, yeah. They put me on ESPN once, and it was Logan's pictures. I swear. Anyways.
Bro, it's ridiculous. Like, at what fucking point? Because does this happen with other siblings? Like, do people confuse Nick and Nate Diaz? Do people confuse Liam and Chris Hemsworth? Do people confuse
the Jonas Brothers?
Yeah, like what?
Yeah, probably.
Do they?
Probably.
I love how that he named like badass fighters. I'm like, yeah, the Jonas Brothers. You know?
No, probably. But it's just funny. Like, it's funny,
bro. It's funny.
It's
so funny.
But it works out. It works out in my
friends. But even my friends, like, I could feel they're just like, oh damn, Logan's like more lit than Jake. I'm like, no. It happens to Logan too.
I'm telling you.
No, please don't believe that.
It happens all the fucking time, dude. They all make fun of me. Everyone,
but it's like, bro,
Millen has the most fun.
We dress different. Like, I'm clearly like I'm more blonde.
What are you doing? Are you
usually calling more people cunts?
Are you snapping people now?
What do you mean?
Like, I get a little.
No, I run with it. I'm like, yeah, Logan Paul, tag me.
I used to, bro, but now I feel like, I've been doing that for 2 years, and now I'm like, fuck you, fuck you, dude. Fuck you. Not you.
Yeah, I know. But
yo, Jake Paul, fuck you. Fuck you so hard.
But
I just don't think you ought to be telling off an 11-year-old girl like that. That's not good.
No, so with the youngsters, the youngsters don't confuse us.
Yeah, it's
the youngsters.
They
get it right.
The young ones don't, they know. But it's like the 20-year-olds.
It's like
a little
older than us.
25-year-olds or some shit. That are just like, I don't know. But
you guys know that works in your guys' favor because you guys are both crushing. People are always talking about
your
you.
Stock went way up last night.
It's so did mine.
Yeah. And Jake, who are you texting?
A lot of people.
Nice.
Drake DM'd me last night.
Nice. What was that like?
One of the best moments of my life.
What did he say? Can you read it aloud?
Yeah. I don't think he'll care.
Well, maybe you shouldn't. I don't know.
No, I don't think he'll care.
Yeah.
He's my guy. We've been cool.
Yeah, that's the GOAT. Drake is the GOAT.
He's the GOAT.
He's the only
celebrity that I like look up to.
Yeah. Who, Drake?
Yeah.
Oh, he's the GOAT.
He says, you're a demon, crow.
Messaged you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's even cooler than the win.
Literally. He goes, you're a demon, crow. Wow. How much you make for a 1 minute set tonight?
Well, like you guys, you were an overnight success that took 10 years to get there, right?
Hey, he's so cool.
He's my favorite person.
What's a crow? Like the
it's
bird?
It's like Toronto slang, like crowdy. It's like bro.
Oh, okay.
You're a demon, bro, basically what he's saying.
That's so cool, bro. That's crow. Really cool. That's Drake.
Yeah.
That's like so Drake steals your bitch. You're kind of like, babe, go, tell me.
No, Drake's one of those dudes that's like, yo, like, hey, honey, you could go fuck Drake, probably.
Yeah, just tell me about it. I'd be more offended if she said no. If Belle was like, nah, I'm not. I was like, what the fuck? You come back and then we'll make love to his music.
You have sex with Drake, right?
You go and fuck Drake.
You kiss
or else.
Me. Don't brush your teeth. Come over here. Come over here. What are you doing rinsing your mouth? Come on.
Okay.
Yeah. Too far. So I'm not allowed to have freedom of speech, but George can give away his girlfriend. Bro. It's okay.
This isn't about a fucking amendment, dude. This isn't about the Constitution.
Everything's about the Constitution.
How is that even remotely true?
Everything is.
I need you guys to make your own TV show together. I need GP and Logan to hit the road.
Okay. Thank you, George, for the layup or for the alley-oop. Dear Hollywood producers and anyone who's important that controls Netflix, the Pauls need to have their own reality show.
Bro, I'm not kidding. I'm not fucking kidding.
We have to
That'd
do it.
That'd be fucking nutty.
Rise of the Pauls. We have to do it. Like, literally, someone set up the pilot. Someone set up the show.
Yo,
it is
this guy.
Is,
this guy alone is.
It should just be GP.
GP is the bro. It's literally
GP.
Like, what's that one show?
Duck Dynasty.
Duck fucking Dynasty.
Baby.
It's literally Duck Dynasty 2.0. Like, imagine following your life, my life, him, and then mom, and then all the characters that sprinkle out from it, bro.
What
like,
the fuck?
We need to make that show happening. I literally was going to sit down with you about it next week to try and make that happen, bro.
Because we're all so fucking different.
And I need the biggest I need the biggest fucking producer of reality shows to email Nikisa at BafaVasSports.com to set up the show.
There goes
Could you have
inbox.
Given a harder fucking... I need you to email me in my Syrian email dachitun at yahadbibi.duchnapukhda at yahoo.com.
No. My guy here behind the camera is putting up the font on the screen.
That's Caleb, bro.
Caleb.
And he went nutty last night.
Caleb.
You're crazy.
You're putting the email up on the screen. Okay, thank you. Nikisa at BafaVasSports.com. We're making the Paul's reality show happen.
Oh, my God.
The Archie Bunker of 2021.
You would be the Archie Bunker.
Look at the GP,
Look at how I roll. I set it up. Everybody's wearing two. I'm wearing both. I'm, you know.
Everyone's wearing two. I'm wearing two.
Hey, what time is it? I don't know. Yeah. He checks the wrong wrist. Oh, okay. I thought I was wearing.
Bro, I gotta go.
Oh fuck.
Yeah. I gotta get on a flight. All
right.
Bye.
Wait. It's you have a jet.
Yeah.
They have to wait.
Well,
for
Jake,
you
can't leave.
Oh, yeah.
Jake. Yeah. And I'm going.
Hello.
This is not Southwest. What are you rushing for?
Sorry.
Wait. The jet.
Is my mic cutting out?
Yep.
No, it's not. No, it's not. To you, maybe it is, but not us.
All right.
You going to Miami for after party?
Yeah.
My concern is that I did two really hard days of partying, and three is problematic.
Well, you shouldn't have fucking partied when I wasn't partying with you.
What happens after
we didn't even party together last night.
We were with you at this house partying. What the fuck people. Are you talking about?
What happens after three?
Till 7 in the morning.
Well, you sure have partied a lot of us. We were right
Too
next
hard
to
your body?
Drinking.
Not good for my health.
Hello? Yeah.
Together.
I think it's... Does anyone else have anything they want to say? If so to speak. No.
I'm sorry if I was... No, I'm not sorry.
I actually do have something to say. If you guys watch this episode and it's 13 minutes long, it's because a lot of things got cut. I'm just going to be honest with you guys. So me, Spencer, I'm signing out, guys.
Spencer Vibes. Yeah, so good to have you.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Impulsive.
Bro, don't fucking step on my lines.
You're right.
Wait, and hey, I appreciate...
Thank you guys for watching this episode
me on.
Of Impulsive. I'm your host, Jake Paul, the number one podcast in the world. Listen on audio only, and Jake Paul, and what else you say?
I should probably say something that's actually fucking important.
All right, go.
I'm officially going to Puerto Rico. Like, I'm going tomorrow. That is the not official move per se, but I will be there for some months on end. Months, not one, two, or three.
For training camp?
Yeah, for training camp, I'll be there. I hope to see you there as well. And we're going to figure out the podcast and how to do it remotely. Whatever it is, the point is we'll figure it out. But y'all should know that I'm definitely not going to be in LA with my boys doing the podcast.
Well, there might be someone with the last name that you have going down there with you. And that just might make Impulsive a real fucking show.
That'd be
I don't like how you looked at me as if
hard.
You were replacing me.
You can't see what I'm
Jake,
looking at.
I'm
yeah,
not,
I can't. You're looking at
Jake,
me.
You can't. Right now. I'm looking at that
Jake,
guy.
I don't, Jake, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go, though, because I have to work on the ranch.
What?
He's definitely talking about him, I feel like.
Yeah.
Was it? Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, you
okay.
weren't invited.
All right, guys.
Oh shit.
All right, that's it. That's it. Invited. Thank you all. Thank you all. What a great show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.